Robbalino and the Little Wooden Horse. With the witch on his back, the little wooden horse whirled round and round the night sky, dashing past countless stars. "Let's go higher!" screamed the witch. And up they soared above Hurricane Mountain until the little wooden horse could see the whole of the magic circle. At night it burned with a fire that was completely invisible at sunrise. It was a beautiful sight, but it was also terrifying, for it meant that he and Gobellino could never escape from the witch. Their only hope lay with the priest, who was on his way across the plain. With the help of his blessing, they might break the magic circle. The little wooden horse was beginning to feel very tired, but the witch would not hear of stopping until the sun's first rays appeared in the sky. Then, with a magnificent swoop, she brought the little wooden horse down onto the mountain right beside her cave.
"A wooden horse is better than a broomstick to ride," she cackled. "We shall have some magnificent journeys together."
And sitting down on her chair, she fell fast asleep. The little wooden horse ran to waken the sleeping Gobellino.
"Come quickly, quickly. The good priest is on his way, and we must stop him before he tries to cross the magic circle."
The two friends rushed down the mountainside until, rounding the last bend in the path, they saw the priest hurrying towards them.
"No, no," cried Gobellino. "Don't come any nearer. You will be burnt by the witch's magic circle."
Say a blessing," called the little wooden horse. "It will help us to break the circle."
At this moment, the bats came flying out of their caves, and their shrill screams almost drowned the words of the little wooden horse. But at last, the priest understood what was wanted, and crossing himself, he uttered a blessing. Then, stepping forward, he found himself in a warm, invisible glow. Gobellino and the little wooden horse could hardly believe their eyes. The priest was standing on the magic circle without being frizzled or burnt. They went forward to meet him and found that they too could comfortably stand on the circle.
"You can go through the witch's fire because you are perfectly good," explained the bats.
There was no time to lose if the three friends were to escape from the witch. So, with tired feet, they began to walk across the plain, not daring to look back until they reached the priest's house. Then, in the setting sun, they saw tongues of fire flashing around Hurricane Mountain, and Gobellino's eyes filled with tears. He could not forget that although the witch cast terrible spells, she was also a lonely old woman. She had been deserted by everyone. Not even her cat Sutika was still with her. After a good night's sleep, Gobellino and the little wooden horse were eager to begin the last stage of their journey home.
"I feel I could trot 1,000 miles, said Gobellino as they waved goodbye to the priest.
"We'll be in the forest before sunset," cried the little wooden horse joyfully.
The witch now seemed so far away that as they crossed the stream, they laughed at the sparkling ripples and pretended to chase the water rats. And then they suddenly heard a familiar sound, the far-off cry of hounds, which was rapidly coming nearer. Their hearts pounding with fear, they hid among the rocks. It was only when the pack was almost within sight that they burst out of their hiding place, clambered to the top of the bank, and had to gallop back across the plain. Panting, gasping, and limping, never pausing to look around or behind them, they ran until they reached Hurricane Mountain. They did not notice when the hounds stopped baying. They did not even notice that the magic circle no longer glowed in the darkness. More dead than alive, they flung themselves into the first cave they came to and fell into an exhausted sleep. When they woke, it was daylight, and they could see bats flying on and off the mountain as if there had never been a magic fire at all.
The witch is finished,
the bats called.
When she knew you were gone, she had a fit and fell down screaming. Her magic circle just vanished.
Gobelino and the little wooden horse sprang to their feet and galloped up the mountainside to the witch's cave. At first, they thought the cold, still cave was empty. But then they saw something move in the shadows, and a long, sad face looked towards them.
"You've come back! You've come back!" a voice cried. "I thought you'd left me forever, and I was going to die of a broken heart. But I'll get better now. I'll never be lonely again."
Gobelino and the little wooden horse did not tell her that they still wanted to go back home. Instead, they gave her some food and lit a fire under the cauldron, and by evening she was almost her old self. She was just picking up her book of spells when all three heard a meow from the entrance of the cave. It was Sootika. The witch shrieked with joy, Sootika! And the next moment Sootika was in her arms.
"Oh, my dear mistress," cried Sootika. "You look so thin, so old, so pale, hardly a witch any longer." "I don't want to be a witch anymore. All I want is a little love and affection and a nice warm cave to live in."
"That's exactly what I want," said Sootika. "I had a dreadful time in the outside world trying to find a home. Nobody wanted a witch's cat like me."
Then Sootika turned to Gobelino.
"So you're still here, brother. Have you enjoyed being a witch's cat after all? These good friends have come to live with me forever," said the witch, "and I shall reward them as they deserve. Tell me, my little friends, what would you like me to do for you?"
"Please, ma'am, we would like to go back home." The witch's face fell, but Sootika cackled with laughter.
"Them go! Why keep them? I'll stay with you forever, mistress, I promise."
"Then they can go," said the witch. "But first, I want to make one last spell."
"No, thank you," said Gobelino, edging towards the entrance of the cave. "I think we'll start on our journey now. Goodbye, ma'am." "Goodbye, Sootika."
"Wait, wait," cried the witch. "I only mean to help you. Quickly, Sootika, get the cauldron ready."
At these words, Gobelino and the little wooden horse bolted out of the cave and hurtled down the steep path.
"Stop!"
shrieked the witch. And standing at the entrance of the cave, she hurled something from a wooden spoon. 1,000 rainbow-coloured drops fell on the back of the little wooden horse. And all at once, a most extraordinary sensation filled his body. He found himself lifting his wheels from the path.
"Gobelino," he called, "I'm flying! Quickly, quickly, jump on my back!"
Gobelino leapt onto his back and he soared high into the air. As the witch and Sootika called goodbye, he headed off towards the plain. Soon they were flying over the church, the stream, and the circling pack of hounds. Then, just as the spell was beginning to wear off, they reached the forest. They landed on a carpet of pine needles and settled down to sleep under the watchful eyes of an owl. Towards morning, she left them to fly with a message to Uncle Peda, the kind master of the little wooden horse. she carried another to Gobellino's farm. So the very next day, when the two friends were walking through the forest, they heard a sound which made them stop in their tracks. It was the sound of children singing. With a cry of happiness, Gobellino and the little wooden horse bounded forward and galloped along the path, straight into the loving arms of Uncle Pedar and the farm children. They were safely home at last.